You're listening to Your World Today, live on Radio Islam International. Now, this evening, I'd like to talk for a few moments about one of those wretched qualities that really destroy a human being, and that is the quality of jealousy. This is that evil quality for which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had sought protection in Surah Falaq. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ, and I seek protection with the Rabb of the Falaq, the horizon, and from the evil that he has created, and from the night when it comes, and from the evil of the one who blows in knots, and from the evil of the jealous one when he becomes jealous. What is jealousy? Imam Raghib al-Asfahani says that jealousy is to desire that a bounty be removed from someone who is worthy of that bounty. Sometimes this is through action that is taken by the jealous person, and sometimes without that. It is amongst the worst qualities of the servants of Allah, and in fact the Yahud were very much the victims of this. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah says, وَدَّ كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ لَوْ يَرُدُّونَكُمْ مِّنْ بَعْدِ إِمَانِكُمْ كُفَّارًا. Many of the people of the book desire that you turn back after your iman as kafir. حَسَدًا مِّنْ عِنْدِ أَنفُسِهِمْ. This is simply because of jealousy from within them. مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيِّنَ الْحَقِّ, after the truth had become apparent to them. After the truth had become apparent to them. Allah says, أَمْ يَحْسُدُونَ النَّاسَ عَلَى مَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِ. Are you jealous of people for what Allah has given them through His bounties? There is a narration by Imam al-Bukhari as well as Imam al-Muslim in the hadith of Anas bin Malik. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لَا تَبَاغَذُوا وَلَا تَحَاسَدُوا وَلَا تَدَابَرُوا وَكُونُوا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِخْوَانًا. Do not display mutual hatred or mutual jealousy, and be brothers to one another. Be brothers to one another. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu says that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Jibreel came to him and said, Ya Muhammad, O Muhammad, ishtakaita, that you are complaining of a flu or fever. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yes. And then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was taught certain words by Jibreel. بسم الله أرقيك من كل شيء يؤذيك من شر كل نفس أو أين حاسد. الله يشفيك. بسم الله أرقيك. In the name of Allah, I'm reading and blowing on you from all things that are harming you, from every soul or the eyes of the jealous one. May Allah cure you. Well, the name of Allah I read and I blow. So, this is the dua that was taught to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There are instances where there is a literal reference to jealousy. Now, that is not the evil type of jealousy. In both Sahihain, Sahih al-Muslim and Sahih al-Bukhari, there is a hadith of Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, La hasra illa fithnain. There is no jealousy except with regards to two things. Rajulun ataahu Allah al-Quran. That person whom Allah had given the Quran. فَهُوَ يَقُومُ بِهِ ana al-layli wa ana al-nahar. He stands with the Quran, stands in tahajjud salah, reciting the Quran throughout the night and throughout the day. وَرَجُلٌ ataahu Allah malan. And that person whom Allah had given wealth. فَهُوَ يُنْفِقُهُ ana al-layli wa ana al-nahar. And that person spends the wealth throughout the hours of the day and throughout the hours of the night. Then for this person you can have a degree of envy, because this person is using the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is when jealousy is fine, but jealousy as a quality has been abhorred by the Sharia. There is a narration to the effect, and this is by Imam Tirmidhi in the hadith of Zubair bin Awam, that the Messenger said, "Dabba ilaykum da'ul umami qablakum," that you have followed in the path of all of the previous nations, and in fact even with regards to the spiritual ailments, al-hasadu wal-baghdha'u, jealousy and animosity, these are destroyers. لا أقول تحلق الشعر, they shavers. I don't say they shave the hair. ولكن تحلق الدين, they destroy your deen. والذي نفسي بيدي لا تدخل الجنة حتى تؤمنوا, taken out by that being in whose hands my life is, you will not enter into Jannah until you believe. ولا تؤمنوا حتى تحابوا, and you will not believe until you have mutual love amongst you. أفلا أنبئكم بما يُثَبِّتُ ذَاكُمْ لَكُمْ, should I not inform you of that which will make you steadfast on loving one another? أَفْشُ السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ, spread the greeting of salam amongst you. Spread the greeting of salam amongst you. So that is how you can attain a clean heart. And a clean heart is such a blessed thing that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave guarantee for the one who had a clean heart or the entry of Jannah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, and Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu reports that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, يَطْلُعُ عَلَيْكُمْ الْآنَ رَجُلٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ, a person will come to you now who is a man from the men of Jannah. And a person came from the Ansar whose beard was dripping with water, wudu, and he had his chimples in his sandals in his left hand. Then Abdullah bin Amr bin As stayed with this person 3 days, made an excuse to try and gain insight into his life. He wanted to know what is it that made this man to be from the people of Jannah. And after spending with him 3 days, he wasn't really impressed by his actions. He didn't see anything extraordinary. And he left at that moment. When he was leaving, he then said, I did not have anything but I needed to stay with you, except that I wanted to gain insight that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had given you the guarantee of Jannah. And the man said, Ma huwa illa ma ra'ayt, that it's nothing but except what you've seen. And then Abdullah bin Amr bin As left, and as he was going, the man called him back and said, it's nothing but except you that you've seen, except La ajidu fi nafsi li ahadin min al muslimina ghishan, I have no malice in my heart for anyone from the believers on any good that Allah has granted them. And upon that, Abdullah bin Amr bin As radiallahu anhu said, that is it. هذه التي بلغت بك وهي التي لا نطيق, this is what has taken you to that high position, and this is the very thing that we are unable to achieve. Ibn Qayyim rahimahumullah says that what you need to engage in is, how do you protect yourself from jealousy? Firstly, ta'awudh, seeking the protection of Allah and turning to Allah. Second is, strengthen yourself with taqwa and protection from sin. وَإِن تَصْبِرُ وَتَتَّقُوا لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ كَيْدُمْ شَيْئًا, if you are patient and you fear Allah, then nothing of the plans of the disbelievers will harm you in any way. The third is الصَّبْرُ عَلَىٰ عَدُوِهِمْ, be patient on the animosity and do not complain, do not talk about it. The next point is, place your trust in Allah. فَمَنْ تَوَكَّلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ, whoever places his trust in Allah, Allah will be sufficient. The fifth point is, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الْإِقْبَالُ عَلَى اللَّهِ, turn to Allah, have sincerity of intention, make the pleasure of Allah and His happiness your ultimate objective. Continue to remain in tawbah from all your sins. Then give charity in the path of Allah. Be kind to those who are subservient to you. Do good to those who are displaying animosity to you. Be good to those who are displaying animosity to you. These are some of the points. If we observe them, it will be a means of dealing with jealousy, how to overcome it. May Allah give us the ability.